Don't be afraid. Unless you're beautiful and in your bedroom and alone.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
The following program is brought to you in living color on
WMFO 91.5. That's Wicked Pisser Radio.
This is Strike the Box with Chris.
Sound the general alarm!
He's coming, your favorite DJ.
Sound the general alarm! Sound the general alarm! Off to the deck!
I apologize for that, but I think you'll find this a bit more interesting.
Well, in the street, I'm out. WMFO in Medford, WMFO.org on the World Wide Web. I'm Chris, this is Strike the Box, and I got a mouthful of Novocaine, so this should be interesting. I had to go see my dentist this morning and got some cavities taken up, and I don't have a lot of time, so I'm kind of squeezed for time, so I got to do the show, even though half my face won't move. Oh, this is interesting. Back from a week of R&R, where I just sat on the beach and relaxed. It felt so good. But let me tell you what we just played in that first set there. I almost feel like I'm sounding like some type of English guy that you hear on 60s at 6. Or maybe Mr. Magoo. Roadhog! Oh, this is too funny. And I'm drooling too. Oh, this is not good. Anyways, we just finished up with some Shadows of Night with Wild Man. Yes, those Shadows of Night from like 50 plus years ago. Classic members Jimmy Sons and Jerry McGeorge teamed up with producer Michael Weber and put out a single. And that's Wild Man. Big shout out to Bill Kelly, who was nice enough to send that along to me. We started things off with some Tiger Touch with Problems. Yeah, we got a lot of problems out there these days. Not being able to talk correctly. All kinds of stuff. But I kind of got that from Rumbar Records. But actually, it's off for a compilation called Rock and Roll Manifesto. Music You Need to Hear, which you can get at Bandcamp. So, like I said, it's Tiger Touch. Name of the song is Problems. And you can get it off the Rock and Roll Manifesto. It's a 7-inch series. I think this is volume 1, maybe? At least that's what it says on the Bandcamp page. And we squeezed in there some Little Boy Blues with I Can Only Give You Everything, which is a song originally released in 1966 by them, the band Them. A ton of people have followed up with it, including the Iguanas. That's Iguanas? The Iguanas, who were the first U.S. band to cover it. They released it in July of 66. The Little Boy Blues version, also from 1966, it just doesn't tell me what month it was released. But again, a ton of bands have covered this song, including the Throgs, Bram Rigset, MC5. I have probably like 6 or 7 versions of this song too, but Little Boy Blues is the one I like the best. And also you got the Godfathers in here. Nick Waterhouse has a version that released in 2012, and it looks like the latest version is from the Mahoonies of from 2014. Anyways, I'm Chris. This is Strike the Box. 2 hours of freeform radio. We might even have a special guest a little later. Keep tuning in. Hopefully the Novocaine will wear off. I'm going to go get myself a hot cup of coffee. Oh, that'll be real good. Oh, God, now I'm starting to sound like Bill Cosby. back to the music, Chris. Bye-bye.
Psst, Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
What are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
Well, what are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. Don't you remember me? Don't you know that we miss you?
Miss me? Who misses me?
You know, all your friends in the forest. The trees, the pond, that little fort that you made out of branches. We all miss you.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
Oh, I guess that makes sense.
This forest is not that far away. Have an adventure today. I'm sure your mom would take you.
You're right. I should get out. I want to have fun. Play in puddles, catch frogs, and climb trees. Hey, Mom!
Yeah, hon?
Steven! What is that in your hand?
It's my sense of adventure, Mom. It's telling me we need to get out of the house and have some fun in nature today.
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Never gonna go back home.
Stop the music!
That's enough for the first time.
It's funny, when I dance with boys, I usually stumble. But with you, it's different.
Yeah, well, I'm different.
I'd worry about that, boss.
Eric Von Zappa never worries.
Pete, I was perfect.
Yes, you were wonderful. Thanks to Eric Von Zappa. And now I'm gonna let you ride with me partner in the Sickle Crisscross Country Race.
You're a little late.
She rides with Ricky. She don't ride with nobody but me. The hat. Get the hat!
We all live for the sun. For the sun. Sun, 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 sun. Listen, listen, bud. Don't be a dud. Take your girl by the hand. Fresh fish pie in the sand. And baby, we all live for the sun.
One, two, three, four.
to be back on the beach again. I had such a great time on the beach last week. Anyways, I guess we're back to reality here. But we just finished up with some Ramones with Rockaway Beach from the Rocket to Russia LP from 1977. Started things off with some new music from Rumbar Records. We heard Gallows Birds with their song Back to the Beach off of their LP, Quarantine Kicks. Again, you can find it from Rumbar Records. Thanks to Big Lou who sent that along to me this week. Some Donna Lauren. You remember her, the Dr. Pepper girl? With Muscle Bustle from, I believe it was 1964 or 1965, from the movie Muscle Beach Party. I believe it could be a Capitol Records 45 or it might be a Challenge Records 45. I was trying to find that out on the internet. But Muscle Bustle from Donna Lauren. Surf Punks with their version of I Live for the Sun. It's a song originally done by the Sun Rays back in 1965 that I've played on this Strike the Box a few times. But I heard the Surf Punks version the other week on Drew Carey's Friday Night Freakout on Little Steven's Underground Garage. And there was a bunch of songs he played on his show the other week that says, oh, I may have to slip some into my show. One of them being Surf Punks' I Live for the Sun. Some City Surfers with Beach Ball from Capitol Records, 1963. I don't know if it charted because I don't have my book to see if it did chart. But that was the A side. The B side was Sun Tan Baby. And that's my beach set for this set on Strike the Box here on WMFO MFN 91.5 FM on the World Wide Web at WMFO.org. And what is going on here? All I keep hearing in my head is
Hello, listeners. I'm sorry to interrupt, but this is Justine from Justine and the Unclean, and I'm taking over the next set. I'm going to be playing for you some songs by my Whistle Stop Rock sisters. Enjoy!
Revenge. the distance in these empty eyes? Can you tell a cigarette from a firefly as it burns a hole through the moon? Ooh. Ooh. Can you be the hammer in my heart when it don't beat right? Or will you be the stumble? Traffic light, picking all the poisons till I get one right. Somewhere in the distance there's a loon. Ooh. Ooh. Stolen like an ocean takes its pride. On a beach we hide, singing our last summer's lullabies. More seeds than feel the distance, words lost among the whispering. Is it only in my head? Evidence an empty bed and empty arms. As restless as dust, as hollow as a hurricane. The pictures we drew now hang in a broken frame.
just heard the hit of the summer, Queen of the Drive-In by Whistle Stop Rock. Before that, Kid Gulliver with their pop hit Forget About Him. Before that, Cold Expectations, Can You Feel the Distance? I think we can all feel the distance right now. Before that, our good friends from Maine, Tiger Bomb, with one of my favorite songs, Blue Eyes. And starting off the set, that was me, Justine, and the Unclean with our song Vengeance. Thanks for letting me take over the set, Chris. Back to you.
People in me, minus you, it's over. hallucinating here? Just what in the hell do you think you're doing?
Sifting through my ashes. Some will fall in love with life and drink it from a fountain that is pouring like an avalanche coming down the mountain.
I don't mind the sun sometimes, the images it shows. I can taste you on my lips and smell you in my clothes. Cinnamon and sugary and softly spoken lies. You never know just how you look.
Arguing in traffic. Flipper died a natural death. He caught a nasty virus. And then there was the ever-present football player rapist. They were all in love with dying. They were doing it in Texas. Holly caught a bullet, but it only hit his leg. Well, it should have been a better shot. Got him in the head. They were all in love with dying. They were drinking from a fountain that was pouring like an avalanche coming down the mountain.
I don't mind the sun sometimes. The images it shows. I can taste you on my lips and smell you in my clothes. Cinnamon and sugary and softly spoken lies. You never know just how you look through other people's eyes.
Mm-hmm.
that I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girls should go walking in these spooky old woods alone. Sheep suit on until I'm sure that you've been shown that I can be trusted walking with you alone. Oh, Little Red Riding Hood, I'd like to hold you if I could, but you might think I'm a big bad wolf, so I won't.
I was told
From Big Stir Records, we get some Nick Frater with So Now We're Here. I'm still having some problems with this little Novocaine here, but So Now We're Here from his Fast and Loose LP, which is due out September 19th. Again, you can get that at Big Stir Records. Thanks to them for passing that along. We started things out with some real kids, with Duda Boob. Remember them, don't you? From Boston? That version, there's a couple versions of Do the Boob. That one I kind of like. I think it's from their Kids November 74 demos, the Real Kids 1977 demos, and Live at the Rat LP from Crip Record or Norton Record. Depends on who's selling it, I guess, that day. But I think that's what that version's from. It's a little bit more grittier than the Do-It-Yourself version or from the Real Kids LP. But there you go. Real Kids, by request. And yes, I am back. It got sidetracked there for a little bit. Music Machine with their second top 100 song, The People in Me. A lot of people are familiar with their single Talk Talk. But I heard that the other day and I said, you know what? I got about four, probably every single from the Music Machine. I don't actually have the singles, but I have them on compilations. So I wanted to play The People in Me. That was from 1967. Butthole Surfers with Pepper from Electric Larryland, at least I think that's how I see it on the computer here, from 1996, wow. I've heard that song a couple times, so it's telling me, Chris, play Pepper, play Pepper. And let's see, we also had Sam, the Sham, and the Pharaohs with their second top 100 hit, Little Red Riding Hood, back in 1966. I thought I had it